Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the 20th Perek of Maseches Shabbos, the Perek known as Perek Tolin. It's called Perek Tolin because the Mishnah starts with Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and we just had Rabbi Eliezer Demila, so we're not going to have another Rabbi Eliezer. So this one is called Perek Tolin because the next word is Tolin. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tolin is Mishmaros B'Yom Tov. You're allowed to hang a strainer over the opening of a container on Yom Tov, even though it's an Isser D'Rabbanan of making an Oel Arai, which is Bona. A violation of Bona on the Drabanan level, because anything that you're doing on, you know, to prepare food is Mutra and Yom Tov. The Halacha is on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Malacha. The definition of Malacha is the same as the definition of Malacha when it comes to Shabbos. It's just that for Shabbos, you chayv Misa when you do Malacha, b'mezid, and Yom Tov, it's just a regular Lav. You're not chayv Misa, it's a regular Losaseh for which you would be chayv Malkus. But another major difference is in the Torah itself. The Torah tells us, Ach Asher Yeyas that if it's a malacha that involves ochal nefesh, you're allowed to do such malachos on Yom Tov. And therefore, anything that's to help in food preparation is mutter to do on Yom Tov. So even though it would normally be a violation of making an Oel Arai, which is an Issur D'Rabbanan of Bona, to hang a strainer over a kli on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And even on Shabbos, when you're not allowed to do anything even for ochal nefesh, and therefore you're not allowed to set up a strainer over a kli, you're allowed to pour wine into a strainer that was already hung from before Shabbos, meaning because the straining the wine separates the wine from the sediment. The Rebbe Elazar doesn't think that that's a violation of borer, because that's not the derech borer, that's not the normal way to do borer. Normally, when you're doing borer, you're doing it for long-term purposes. You're sifting out flour so you can put the flour away and have it for a long period of time. But something that you're going to do miyad, that right away, as soon as it gets sorted out, you're going to go just drink your cup of wine, that is not considered to be the derech borer, and therefore it's considered to be not a violation according to Rabbi Eliezer of borer, and it's not a violation of bona because it was set up from before Shabbos. V'chacham momrim, ain't tolin es mishmeres b'yom tov. V'chacham say, you're not allowed to set up the strainer on Yom Tov, even though Malachas Ochal Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov. That's only Malachas that are normally used for preparing food, but Malachas Bona is not a Malacha that is typically done in preparing food. So even though in this instance it may be done to prepare food, but the Malacha in general is not a Malacha that's done for preparing food. Ve'ein nosla tzuli b'Shabbos. And he's machmir, Rabbi Lechamar machmir, then you're not even allowed to pour wine into a strainer that's already set up on Shabbos, because the chum hold that it's an issur d'oraisa to strain wine. It's a told of borer. Here they don't tell that you have a heter, that because you're doing it for a short period of time. But if you have it already set up before Yom Tov, then you're allowed to strain the wine on Yom Tov, because even though it's borer, borer is something that's normally done in food preparation, and again, you're allowed to do malachos of food preparation on Yom Tov. Malachos that are primarily done in food preparation on Yom Tov. So it turns out you have a double machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. The machlokas legabe hilchos Yom Tov, does the heter of ochal nefesh apply only to those malachos that are typically food preparation malachos, or does it apply to all malachos? And the other machlokas is on Shabbos, whether it's a violation of borer to strain wine for immediate drinking. So now the Mishnah tells us, the second Mishnah base tells us, that the chum allow a lot of things that are similar to what we were just talking about. Nosin mayim al gabei hashmarim b'shvil sheyitzalu. A person could pour water over wine sediment that was sitting in the strainer, so that the water will go through the sediment and will absorb some of the tam of the wine sediment, and therefore, the water will have flavor. This is very similar to pour over coffee. You have the coffee sitting there in the strainer, in the filter, and you pour the hot water over it, and it goes in as clear water, and it comes out as coffee. It comes out as water that is colored. So that's not considered an act of borer, because the water that was poured in didn't need to be strained to begin with, meaning the water that was poured in was not a taroves. So you poured in something that didn't have any granules or sediment mixed in, and what came out is something that doesn't have any granules or sediment mixed in, and therefore it's not a violation of borer. This is the argument that people make, that pour over coffee, if you could avoid the issues of bishul by using kli shlishi or whatever, that pour over coffee should be is a beferish mishnah, that it's not a violation of borer to do it. You're allowed to filter wine through cloths and through a basket made out of palm branches in order to get rid of whatever particles are there in the wine, because you could drink the wine as it is. So filtering it out would not be an isidar rice of borer, but since most people would rather filter it out, the rabbanan say you should do it in with a shinoi. So you use a cloth or a basket of palm branches and not a strainer. So even to use a strainer in such an instance would only be an isidar rabbanan. So to use a cloth or something like that would not even be an isidar rabbanan. And you let a crack a raw egg into a mustard strainer in order to make the mustard seeds that are in the container look that are in the kli that's below the strainer look nicer, even though the thin yolk is going to drain through the strainer and drip into the mustard, and the thicker egg white is going to remain in the strainer. It's not considered to be a violation of the malacha of borer, because generally borer involves ochel and psolas, but if you're borer one ochel from another ochel, that's only because the one you want, that's only a violation of borer if you want to eat one of those ochelim and you don't want the other one, so you can label one as ochel and psolas. But in this case, you're not separating the yolk from the egg white because you want to eat the yolk. It's just that you want to use the yolk to color the mustard that's in the kli that's underneath it. So since you're not going to eat the yolk can't be considered ochel, and therefore the white is not called psolas, so you're not really separating out ochel and psolas, and that's why you're allowed to do it. So another issue related to wine, va'osin and nomalin b'shabbos. You're allowed to make a nomalin, which is some type of drink that has wine and honey and pepper on Shabbos, so it involves a lot of tircha to make something like that, but it's not considered tircha yaseira or a maisu uman, which would be asr to do on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shabbos b'kos. On Shabbos, you can make it in a cup, one cupful at a time. Be Yom Tov Belagin. On Yom Tov, where we're a lot more makel when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to make even a whole bottle of it at a time. Ubemoid, Bechavis, and Chalamoid, you can make a whole barrel of it at a time. Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Rabbi Tzadok says that how much of it you're allowed to make does not vary from Shabbos to Yom Tov to Chalamoid. Hakol of Yorach, and it all depends how many guests you have. So even on Shabbos, if you have a lot of guests, you can make a lot of it at a time. And even on Chol HaMoed, if you don't have any guests, you're only allowed to make a small amount of it at a time. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we learned that we have two machlokos between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, where Rabbi Eliezer holds you're allowed to set up a mishameres on Yom Tov. That's not a violation of Bona because it's for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, there's no heter of Ochel Nefesh for the malacha of Bona. And the second thing is that Rabbi Eliezer holds you're allowed to run wine through the mishameres on Shabbos because it's not a violation of borer since it's for immediate use, and the Chachamim say no, you're not allowed to do that. It is a violation of borer even though it's for immediate use. And then in Mishnah Beis we learned that you could put water through a filter that has wine sediment in it, even though it's going to flavor the water and it's going to come out as like a wine flavored drink, and that you're allowed to strain wine, even if wine is mixed with something, you're allowed to strain the wine through cloths and through baskets, because that's considered doing it with a shinoi, and it's only borer midravan in the first place, so if you do it with a shinoi, that's perfectly fine. And we said you're allowed to strain an egg through a strainer over mustard in order to color the mustard, since there is no ochel and psolas. And then we spoke about making enomalin, which is something that involves a certain amount of tircha. So Rabbi Yehuda said that it depends how much of it you're allowed to make. Depends on whether it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Chol HaMoed. And Rabbi Tzadok says, no, how much of it you're allowed to make depends on how much of it you actually need for that day. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow with Perek Chav, Mishnah Gimel.